rest of the story. Josh Cowan called to his new employee two rooms away. He said, I want you to look at this. Well, Conrad came on the run. Conrad Hubert, once known as Abaka Horowitz, had recently emigrated from Russia, been a craftsman in the old country. New York in the waning 19th century was brimming with hope and opportunity. Conrad would celebrate both with a new name and a new job in Josh Cowan's shop. Josh, on the other hand, did not feel nearly as exuberant about his own prospects. He had invented an electric doorbell, for instance. He tried it out in people's homes. They hated it, called it annoying. And then there was the miniature electric fan. Portability was no problem, but it scarcely stirred any breeze at all. So things had been looking down until Conrad Hubert hurried into Josh's workroom that day. What do you think? The proud inventor asked his employee. Well, Conrad stared at the object on Josh's workbench. It looked like a flower pot, an actual flower pot with actual flowers in it. But it couldn't be, could it? After all, the flower pot had been invented a long time ago. And then Josh reached over, flicked a tiny switch, and suddenly the flowers were illuminated by a small light glowing in the center of the pot. It's an electric flower pot, Josh exclaimed. But then, gradually, something even more extraordinary happened. Conrad, who still struggled with English anyway, Conrad could think of no superlatives worthy to describe such a marvel. And so he stood there, utterly at a loss for words. But Josh, perhaps interpreting Conrad's silence as disapproval, looked back at the electric flower pot with critical eyes. And yes, he could see it now. It was the dumbest idea that he'd ever had. But he had tinkered it together mostly for fun, so there was no harm done. But now, as Conrad was beginning to express how fascinating he thought the electric flower pot was, Josh, believing that he was being humored, became a little upset. Oh, no, Conrad insisted. He was absolutely serious in his admiration. And to prove it, he asked Josh Cowan to sell him the patent rights. Well, why not, Josh thought. It was a gimmick, a novelty, a throwaway. At least he could make a couple of dollars out of it. And so he sold Hubert the rights to the electric flower pot. And Hubert set out on his own to market it. And Hubert... No. Hubert failed spectacularly. Nobody wanted an electric flower pot, not even one. There is no moral to the story of Joshua Cowan and Conrad Hubert, unless it's be careful what you throw away. You see, the one day that Conrad, exhausted and exasperated, yanked the little metal tube with the dry cell battery in it out of the electric flower pot, the tube with the battery in it, the tiny light bulb at one end, he went on to patent and market that as a portable electric light, and thus founded a business that enabled him to die a multimillionaire 30 years later. Conrad Hubert called it the Ever-Ready Flashlight Company. Oh, and Conrad's old employer, Josh Cowan, there was one thing he did not throw away, the miniature electric motor from his otherwise useless portable fan, which in the summer of 1900 he installed in a toy, and you know that enduring, enchanting invention of Joshua Lionel Cowan as the Lionel Electric Train. Only now you know the rest of the story.